To be honest, I don't have much hope for Carol. Her head is now bald and covered in red blisters where she scratched too much. She refuses to eat, has to be restrained to stop hurting herself, and her only interaction with psychiatrists is to attack them. Most cases of insanity are random or due to a chemical imbalance. But sometimes I get the impression that the victim didn't have a choice. That insanity is the only option when your world falls apart. You know what is every parent's worst nightmare? To lose a child. 4 years ago, Carol had everything. She had Tim, her loving husband. And together they had Norman, 6 years old, and Chloe, 4 years old. The kids were healthy and smart, and Norman had just entered school. They owned a large yellow house with a nice backyard, were good friends with their neighbors. Tim and Carol had everything they could have wished for. Then Norman disappeared. Just a few months after he had started school, on a warm and sunny Tuesday evening, Norman didn't come home. Several of his classmates saw him leaving school and getting on the bus. The driver thinks he remembers Norman getting off. While leaving the bus, Norman tripped and nearly fell. But rather than cry, he laughed about it. What a great child, thought the driver. And that's the last time Norman was seen. The police searched the neighborhood, investigated for months, even followed leads out of the country. But Norman was never seen again. And Carol, Tim, and Chloe, not even old enough to understand what it means that your brother won't come back, could do nothing but go to the police station every morning and beg them to do more. Of course, they put up posters, rallied the neighbors. They did everything. But Norman was gone. It's not surprising that Carol became very protective of Chloe. She quit her job to make sure that Chloe would never be alone. When Chloe started school, an expensive one with safety fences all around the school, Carol would do everything to make sure that Chloe would safely get into the school door in the morning and would never be alone when she left school in the evening. They picked up Chloe's friends for playdates, just to make sure that the children would play at the safest possible place. Carol, in other words, became overprotective. It took Tim more than a year to convince her that he too would take good care of Chloe. But still, there was no birthday party at a friend's place where Carol would not stand in the corner, making sure at every step that nothing could happen to Chloe. Sure, her fear was excessive. Chloe wasn't even allowed to light or blow out a candle, or to walk into the basement alone, or to go out anywhere alone. That's why Chloe was always happy when her mother was shopping. Tim took care of Chloe. He even allowed her to play in the garden on her own. You know what is worse than losing your child? Losing both of your children. 2 years ago, a bit more than 2 years after Norman's disappearance, Tim was taking care of Chloe. Carol was shopping for gifts for Chloe's upcoming birthday, and taking Chloe to the mall would be too dangerous, as Carol had always pointed out. Most child abductions, after all, happened in malls. It was a busy Saturday, and Carol was gone for nearly 4 hours. Then she got the call. Tim later described to the police that he was reading on the sofa when Chloe disappeared, that she had played in the garden for several hours, something that she knew would stop when Mummy came home, and so always enjoyed especially much. Tim told the police, "I checked on her every 10 minutes. I knew Carol would freak out if Chloe would hurt herself in any way, so I even made sure that she was dressed in long clothes, despite the heat. And I just finished the book. It could not have been more than 15 minutes after I last checked on her, after I saw her playing with her doll on the terrace. And she wasn't there. I mean, there was just no way for her to get out. We had these high fences on two sides, and the third side was just our neighbor. She was always so sweet with Chloe. I couldn't imagine that she would ever do something to her." At this point in the police interview, Tim started crying. That is the point in time Carol lost it the first time. She just couldn't process losing her second child. She had done everything to make sure Chloe was safe, and she still disappeared. Carol first went into a full-blown depression and tried to kill herself 2 times. First, she used razor blades, but then Tim found her and brought her to the hospital. In the psychiatric unit, Carol tried a second time by ramming a pen into her throat. It took 6 months until Carol was able to return home. The physical wounds had long healed, but getting Carol out of the depression took much longer. And even then, when she returned home, she was still unstable. Tim took a sabbatical year from his job to care for her. The money was a bit tight, but both of their parents helped out Carol and Tim with their support. But because of the distance, they were unable to visit very often. Carol spent nearly 6 months in Chloe's room, crying into teddy bears and hugging Barbies. Tim did the household chores, cooked and went shopping, and arranged for Carol to meet her old friends and colleagues whenever possible.